The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
With regard to the relationship of we the people and our national government, we have become estranged. We the people dropped the ball because our government has slowly learned to dumb us down with distractions, like little emergencies, like pesticides and chemicals in our food and water sources, toxic spraying, flu shots and vaccines, fluoride in our drinking water. They do that so they can do whatever they want without our involvement or interference. You know the analogy of putting a live lobster in a pot of cold water on the stove, turn the heat up gradually, and by the time the lobster realizes it, he's being boiled to death and it's too late. So our scoundrel leaders, led by our President George Bush, who illegally kept our borders open these last 8 years, was hell-bent to get our country involved in making us part of the new world government. He never bothered to consult us or let us know to decide whether all of us liked the idea of subordinating our country to giving up our own sovereignty, to initially become part of the forthcoming three-way alliance with Canada and Mexico. The latter is a corrupt, trouble-filled country who leeches on us regularly and sends their criminals and unsavory citizens to come here illegally. If we enter Mexico illegally, we may be put in jail. I must say at this juncture that the Mexicans that come to our country legally are some of the most wonderful people that I have ever met. Why in our right mind would we want that coalition as a pathway to the alliance with other countries, all led by the miserable, corrupt United Nations? Why would we want to be a party to such a coalition? Our leaders are betraying us, and somehow we must put a stop to this abomination. Go to your computer and Google the North American Free Trade Agreement and see what you think. Let's hope it's not too late. A different pressing issue. 10 years ago, my husband and I entrusted AIG with a large portion of our hard-earned money. AIG has betrayed us, and I am in danger of losing a large part of that money. Now those greedy skunks want we the people to bail them out for many billions, no questions asked, and with the same people still in charge. And the irony of it is, my answer would be, hell no, not on those terms. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.